Good afternoon. A warm front continues to track through central and eastern New England. Still a lot of clouds with a maritime influence in most of southern New York and New England, although some breaks of sunshine are occurring. More sunshine around across northern parts of New York and New England, and in these locations, temperatures should easily reach into the lower to mid-80s today. Where we have more cloud cover to the south, upper 70s and lower 80s more likely for afternoon highs. But everyone will have an increase in humidity with the passage of the warm front. And in this environment, we run the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms from time to time during the course of the afternoon. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms around tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows back into the 60s. We'll be in this warm zone of air for the day tomorrow. Again, we'll have a fair amount of cloud cover mixed with sunshine. Very little energy around at jet stream level. Still, though, with the buoyancy due to the heating of the day, we will run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms through Sunday afternoon, with high temperatures reaching into the middle 80s. A trough of low pressure will dig into the Great Lakes and pivot through the region during the day on Monday. As a result, showers and thunderstorms will be likely to start the new work week, and some of the storms could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and torrential downpours. Temperatures on Monday will reach into the lower 80s. A bit of a break on Tuesday in between disturbances with a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the lower 80s. For the rest of the week, we'll spend trying to time out the next series of weak disturbances passing through the flow and jet stream level. So we do run the risk of a chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm on Wednesday and again on Friday. Right now, it looks like Thursday will be the dry day in between. But again, a very summer-like pattern with highs all 3 days toward the end of the week in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from eastern Kansas to parts of the Illinois-Indiana border region. Scattered thunderstorms and clusters are expected to develop late this afternoon through the evening near a frontal zone where low-level lift is maximized. Initially, discrete convection will have some supercell potential with large hail and even a tornado or two possible, given a favorable buoyancy shear parameter space. Aggregation into one or more complexes of thunderstorms is expected later in the evening, capable of damaging wind and hail. Meanwhile, a broad trough of low pressure is producing a large area of cloudiness and showers over the northwestern Caribbean Sea and the adjacent land areas. Conditions appear to be favorable for gradual development of this large disturbance while it moves slowly northwestward across the Yucatan Peninsula through the weekend, and a tropical cyclone could form early next week over the southern or central Gulf of Mexico. Regardless of development, heavy rain is likely to spread over portions of Central America, the Yucatan, Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, and western Cuba during the next several days. The National Hurricane Center will continue to monitor this disturbance. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 36 at Priest Lake, Washington. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms near 80. Boston cloudy with a chance of a shower near 70, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 94, set in 1994, and the record low, 44, in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. for the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, humid, scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible, mid-80s. Cloudy with showers and storms likely on Monday, some on the stronger side, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Tuesday. Partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm Wednesday, near 80. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday in the lower 80s. And a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Friday with highs in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.